Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome. Well, today we're taking a look at food waste. Now, it's a subject that we've covered many times on Ours to Protect, but today the focus is on the food waste app Too Good To Go. Sophie Truman is UK and Ireland Managing Director of the company.
Too Good To Go is a certified B Corp social impact company, and we are on a very simple mission, and that is to inspire and empower everyone to fight food waste together. So we are the world's number one marketplace. That means we're an app-based business helping all sorts of partners save the surplus food that they have at the end of the day from going in the bin. So essentially what our business does is we connect users like you and I with food businesses such as large retailers like Aldi or small cafes or butchers that have surplus food at the end of the day. Through our app, you're able to buy what we call a surprise bag of food. So we connect the people with the stores that have surplus food.
So for an individual who wants to try and make a difference, maybe for families seeking sustainable practices, local shops aiming for eco-friendly operations, to large corporations facing the necessity of environmental change, the app is becoming more and more popular, as Sophie explains.
In Ireland, we have 2,000 partners working with us, over 2,000 different stores across the country. And in terms of the user side of things, so the consumers, we have just under 50,000 registered Irish users that have the app in their pocket.
And one of those consumers is our very own Gemma Delaney of this parish. Gemma, you use the Too Good To Go app. How did you come across it? When did you come across it?
So I think it was just out of COVID. And I think a lot of people like myself during COVID, we decided to kind of be a little bit more environmentally conscious. I realised how much food wastage was happening in my house and I was absolutely mortified. And I started looking into it, following people online, kind of seeing what I could do. And then I came across this app. It was recommended by one of the kind of green influencers that I was following online. So I downloaded it. And I just couldn't believe the value for money. Like, what you get is phenomenal.
So explain to me, like, is there, say, a specific place that you go to all the time, or do you move around and say, well,
no,
I'll have a look here, I'll have a look there. And what do you get? What might you get?
I kind of move around, to be honest with you. So initially it was curiosity and I kind of like, oh, sure, we'll try this. I think the first one I got was like an Aldi box. You know, it's like $3.99, $4.99, and you get a load of fresh produce, you know. I think Aldi was the first one I went to. And then there's a little kind of boutique cafe nearby where we live. Lovely baked goods and vegan stuff. And like, I have dietary requirements, so I find that really handy because it's organic stuff and it's spelt. And but like, you'll get a big bag of stuff for between kind of $3.99 and $5.99.
It's not complicated to use the app for either the consumer or the business. Sophie.
Anyone can download the app. It's completely free. When you download it, it's really simple. You can either log in two different ways, as a consumer or as a store using the business. Now, if you're signing up as a consumer, so it will look at where you are. So right now, I'm sat in the Too Good To Go Dublin office. So it would show me all of the stores around me here in Dublin that have surplus food available. For example, there's a fresh grocery store just around the corner from me. There's a Cafe Nero here. There's a Rolling Donut. Loads of different toys. And I would purchase through the app a surprise bag. Each store sets what time they want the consumers to come to collect that surprise bag. And I would pay on the app. I would have then basically a code through the store, and I would go at the preset time to collect it. If you're also going to somewhere else, and let's say I'm heading to Cork on the weekend, I can also choose set locations and have a look for what stores are there. Then on the other side of things, if you're a business, a food business, what you can do essentially is through our app, you can upload the number of bags that you have of surplus food each day. So, you know, inherently food waste is very unpredictable. Today I've been blessed with a lovely Irish storm here in Dublin. That probably means if I'm a local cafe business, I might have much, reduced footfall. So I might have more waste today because of the weather. It's really easy to use. It's very flexible. And you would just upload onto your store profile the number of bags that you have.
Do you think more people are more conscious of food waste now? Have you noticed that the boxes or the surprise bags, as they call them, are going quicker?
Oh, definitely. 100%. I mean, like when I started out first, I don't think they were running or operating that long at the time when I first started using them. And now, like, they're like gold dust. But I think that's great. Again, because it shows that people are using the facility as well. So you definitely, but like you can set up alerts on the app and all. So I can, you know, if I've specific places that I like getting my groceries from or that I like getting the baked goods from, I can set up little alerts. So you'll kind of get first dibs on it then, you know. What's lovely is they have, you can see the bags that they have set out and then with the little paper slip on them, you know, people are collecting them at different times. And again, it's great because this is stuff that would be going in the bin otherwise. You're probably getting, I mean, definitely with the groceries, you're probably getting 50 quid's worth of stuff.
Really?
Or 100. I mean, we're talking big boxes full of stuff for, like I said, you know, no more than 6 quid kind of.
So there you have it. Another option to explore when it comes to tackling food waste. The app is called Too Good To Go. And now it's time for me to go. So until next week, thanks for listening. Bye bye.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.